there anything?
Anybody, somebody spilled over the weekend, maybe?
Oh, I thought maybe
kinda
there
lingers
was,
on the carpet.
Like, it looked like there was some in this garbage pail over here.
You know what? I did pour some out.
What happened?
It was
there?
Too hot, so I have to put some water in there. So what I'll do is I'll get a cup of coffee before the show starts, and it's piping hot.
You pour it out.
And I pour out like half of it, and I put water in so I could drink it. Yep.
I wasn't sure if that was the choking episode before the show. I thought I was going to have to give the Heimlich to you.
No, I took down, it just went down the wrong pipe.
Okay, so that had nothing to do with the coffee that is in there. Okay. Now, if somebody had to perform the Heimlich on you prior to the show, would you choose me, Hoff, or Dove?
Jesus.
It's a rough one.
Come on, man.
Special edition. This is just one random question on this Monday.
I know how I could answer this. I'd offer Dove to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I know. Honestly, I might run out into the street and take my chance with somebody that I don't know.
Well, you can't go in the newsroom because it's not much better.
Gallo, they're either smarter or they're cleaner. I don't. I'll just take a chance with somebody else on the street.
Is there anybody here that you would prefer to give you the Heimlich maneuver?
Well, I mean, what do you ask me this idiotic question for?
Maybe Tiki.
That I would prefer?
Tiki? I mean, you guys did work together for a while.
Tiki would be gentle, yes. Tiki would be gentle. Tiki would be ever the gentleman. Yes, Tiki is my choice.
Well, would
he
would
be the gentleman.
Would you rather just go?
God,
I mean,
almighty.
It's a tough question.
Honestly, if it's you three guys are going, I'll flip it a coin, man. I mean... I will say Tiki will have good bedside manner. It will make me feel good.
I think if I had to pick one person at the station,
yeah,
I think it'd be Tiki.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Because you think he's the smartest? And like he would best
that
know
for
how
sure.
to do it?
Good one.
Okay.
I mean, I was going based off looks a little bit as well. I know.
In case it doesn't work, you close your eyes, you see a good looking man in front of you instead of like Hoff or Evan. Good choice.
Tiki, hold me. I know he can carry me
Hoff.
If needed. Yeah, I don't know, but yes, smartest. Yes, good point. Well, I mean, it's almost by process of elimination.
But there's not many candidates around here. Let's be honest, man. I mean, it is a circus around here.
Either way, it was good to see we get back on track. But yeah, the overwhelming smell. I'm not a coffee guy for whatever reason.
It's amazing to me that you never have coffee
ever.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I have gone like I don't drink coffee after the show ever. Like never at night. Otherwise, I can't sleep.
Just the one cup before the show?
I'll have usually. Jen will make me a cup, a small cup for the ride.
Okay. So you have one on the way in.
Just got to sip it, listen to Boomer and Geo, bouncing around, get some music, whatever. But a little bit. And then right before the show starts, again, we have a great sponsorship with Dunkin' Donuts. So I get in there, and it's the big, it's already made. It's like the little, those inserts, which I have at home.
Right.
This is like the industrial Dunkin' Donuts. So I'm like, I have to get some of this. But I water it down a little bit. Don't put any milk. Don't usually finish it. And I don't know, it's more of a therapeutic thing than it's like a need.
Funny you say that. Summers used to have cups of black coffee. He would spill it everywhere. But
he was a slob, wasn't he?
A little bit messy with that stuff. But I mean, there were stains. You could
nice
see the
way
you
say
yeah.
It.
Well, I mean, I love it. You could see the stain, the black coffee stain trail from where he went to get it to all the way back to the studio on the carpet. It was ingrained there at the old place in Astoria. But I say to your point about like it's almost a therapeutic thing. I don't think he drank it all. He would like maybe have a sip, but just hold it and then spill it out and go back and get another one.
Spill it out. He'd leave it all over the place.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and by the way, those stains followed him over here, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah, I hold mine a lot. If you see a lot of our digital, wait till you see today's digital content. how they roasted me with my take on the Knicks. That should be a glorious day for me. Yeah. But I'm usually holding, at least for the first hour or so, a cup of coffee. It's warm. It's therapeutic. I don't know. It's not even... Like, when I wake up, I'm fairly alert. Like, I think a lot of people just throw back coffee just to snap into functionality. I'm ready to go right away. Like, I tell my wife, I'm in a good mood until you put me in a bad one. I actually say that all the time. I swear to you. Like, I mean, not all the time. But, like, if I'm gross, she'll say, oh, you're really happy. Like, oh, you've been so happy the last week or so. And she knows what's come. Like, yeah. I'm happy till you give me a reason not to be.
Right, exactly. You've been on your best behavior.
You know.
BT and Sal, the Fan, 888-808-1019. Hopefully, Shador Sanders has more than a cup of coffee in the NFL. Gus is in Ridgewood talking about Shador. What's up, Gus?
Sal, BT, it's a pleasure to speak with you guys again. Sal, my condolences, prayers for you guys.
Thank you.
And BT, if you're looking for a good coffee spot in Astoria, Moke Cafe. I promise you it's worth it.
Hey, listen, so, if it's by Queens, it's got to be. Queens doing a lot of winning these days with the Johnnies of the Mets, so I'm sure it's okay.
Oh, indeed. And I DJ for the Mets as well, so I've been able to see a lot of that in person. I'm loving every second of it.
Okay, there you go. about that Soto misplay? Did you like that?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Woo! Yeah. Did he home run? Did he home run? Did he go off? Did he go yard this weekend? Mm. Is he going to beat it? No, still no home runs in Queens. Anyway, I'm just kidding, Gus. Cat.
No, it's all good. That would have changed the other day if he had hit the foul pole. But getting back to the trap, I have a theory and I have a question. So here's my theory. The reason Shador got passed over more times than CM Punk for the WrestleMania main event is because whatever coach drafted him would have had a target on his back. If Deion hadn't publicly articulated his desire to coach his son in the NFL, Shador wouldn't have fallen as far as he did. And then I have a question that I would love to listen to you guys, debate over after.
No, go
I hang
for it.
Up.
Interesting theory, by the way, about the coaching. Yeah, go ahead.
I do think you're onto something. I think that's might part be. Of it. Go ahead.
So, and my question for you guys, and thank you guys again for having me on the air, and I hope to see you guys in city at some point. I know the Giants couldn't push an aggressive enough trade for Cam Ward, but given how the draft panned out, would you rather have only Cam Ward or Abdul Carter and Jackson Dart?
Yeah, that's an easy one. You know, great call. You know the answer. It's choice B. Give me the two. First of all, Abdul Carter is going to be an all-pro.
But you don't know if Cam Ward's going to be a... If Cam Ward is the franchise quarterback that the Titans think and that many people hoped he could be...
Yeah, versus Dart.
Then that would be the answer.
But do you think he's going to be? I don't think he's going to be that guy. I think he's going to be okay.
I would rather do what the Giants did.
Me too.
Especially if they believe in Jackson Dart. And again, it's hard for us to say because I never met Cam Ward. I never met Jackson Dart. To give you my full, true answer, I would need to evaluate them. And maybe the most important thing, because anybody could watch the film, anybody could look at the measurements and the numbers, I want to meet them and get if that would be my number one criteria. But off of his point, I did write down, this is why you don't tank. Or at least shouldn't talk about tanking. Because you never know where that's going to lead, right? If the Giants did tank and they got the second pick or the first pick, whatever, maybe you don't end up with Carter and Dart. Where in years from now, it could be, oh my God, remember that draft? We ended up getting Carter at number three and traded back in to get Dart. Where if they had the top pick, you'd be taking Cam Ward and that would be it.
I could make the case you may have gotten more. But if you got the first pick and you weren't enamored with Cam... and didn't want to draft them, they were getting calls, Tennessee.
Right.
Maybe you make a trade. We'll never know.
Right. But they probably would have taken Ward, I would think, if they had the number one pick.
I mean, they tried to trade for him, right. So you would think that they would have liked him enough
and if so, then
to
they,
justify
they,
taking him.
Then they would have had to have traded down specifically to number three, hope that the team that traded up to number one wanted Cam Ward. Okay,
but you
sense.
Would have that answer, I think, before you actually
fair
make
enough.
The trade.
But you get the point.
I do get the point.
It's not that.
There's a lot of randomness, man. You got to get a little lucky.
Which is why I just don't believe in fans rooting for tanking because you just don't know.
But we always will and have throughout had a fundamental difference between the tanking, which is so misused and so improperly applied by so many. Like,
right.
Again, players, if you try to tank as a player in the NFL, number one, your tape is scarred, you're ruined, you're going to get cut, or you're going to get hurt,
one. From a fan's perspective.
That's where I was going. Yeah, I just wanted to cross that bridge. No doubt. I think there's a big difference between like openly rooting to tank versus watching a game that you know it won't help your percentages, not that it will guarantee anything, but will give you a better percentage to make the right choice. And cheering for that to happen. Like, I don't the Jets in December. Like, the Patriots game in the snow. You know, I mean, that's one right there, top of my head. But it's not tanking. Mm-hmm. It's understanding my season is sucked. If we lose this game, I have a better, doesn't guarantee anything, slightly better chance to do more what I want to do rather than having to trade to get somebody I really want. It just gives me more options. That's all I'm saying.